Clarification. The story below originally noted the owner of the properties was the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Vancouver, as stated in the Delta staff report that went to council for consideration on November 21. After receiving correspondence stating the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Vancouver is not the owner, the optimist sought clarification. The planning department responded that the staff report referred to the owner of the subject properties at the time the rezoning application was made. Since then, the ownership has since changed. The current owner of the properties is 12 Cliff Holdings Inc. The applicant on behalf of the owner is Rajan Dinoa, Sync Properties Limited. Delta Council this week granted preliminary approval for an application to subdivide three residential properties in Sawa Sen to build 10 single-family housing units. To go to a public hearing to be scheduled, the rezoning application would see the subdivision of the properties at 5121, 5135 and 5149 12th Avenue into the additional residential lots and a new public road. The proposed new houses include in-ground basements and secondary suites. The site is surrounded by single detached residential properties with various lot sizes to the north, east and south across 12th Avenue, while Brandreth Park and Cliff Drive Elementary School are located immediately to the west. Considering the close proximity to services and amenities of the site, the applicant's intention is to provide an option of smaller single detached dwellings with secondary suites in Sawa Sen where the majority of the houses are built on larger lots. The subdivision would create opportunities for gentle density which is consistent with the strategy in the Housing Action Plan approved by Council in October 20, 2021, a planning department report notes. The proposed density is consistent with the Sawa Sen area plan designation for the properties. The report also notes that, to date, staff received 200 responses from 199 individuals, as well as one petition. Three individuals supported the application but did not provide their addresses. Out of the 196 who provided addresses, 188 expressed support and 8 expressed opposition regarding the proposed density, lack of character, traffic safety for children, tree removal and street parking. The petition letter with 52 signatures opposes the application for similar reasons. An application was originally submitted to build townhouses at the site, but that was subsequently changed to detached houses.